have a pasuk everyone is familiar with, "Ushav tamayim b'sasim imayne ha'yeshua." Right? What means "Ushav tamayim b'sasim imayne ha'yeshua"? They'll draw water with happiness from the springs of salvation. What does this pasuk mean? So there's many different explanations what this means. You have Rashi and Targum Yonos and a number of other Mefarshim. Targum Yonos says, "Askablon ulfen chadas." You will receive new teachings in joy from the chosen tzaddikim. So he explains the waters that you're drawing is waters represents learning Torah. This is a very common theme. I mean, many Memori Chazal and Psukim, whoever is thirsty should go to water, is a reference from waters of Torah. In Mayim Ala Torah, water is Torah. So the psukim that speak about the waters of the future are a metaphor for the teachings that will be revealed. So it says, after my b'sasim my nayishul, there will be a new teaching. Will be, and he says you'll learn it with joy. What means you learn it with joy? There's a few interesting things I saw. One thing it says, you learn Torah without any toil. It won't be hard. Yeah, the Torah will be accepted with joy. Everyone will be able to understand, easily grasp. Another thing, Rashi learns like this. Rashi says an interesting thing. Rashi says that in the times of Golos, because Yidden are suffering, we don't have, you know, we forget. You know, your mind can't focus on all the problems of life with all the Torah that you learned. But it says when Mashiach will come, so because there'll be a happiness of the Yeshua, of the salvation, so there'll be a Reichav Alev, there'll be broadness of the heart, broadness of the spirit. So all the Torah that we forgot in the time of Golos, we'll remember, you know, be able to bring back a lot of things of, you know, we lost, so we don't understand, we don't have the capability of, you know, the Rebbe brought an interesting Maimer Chazal, that Abaye was raised by his stepmother. So Abaye said, if my stepmother would have told me, please pass me the kutach. Kutach was a certain dairy dip that they had. In those, whatever it was. So Loi Tanoi, I would not have been able to have learned Torah as I have learned now. One small thing, you know, your mother asks you to sweep the floor and take out the garbage, nothing major. But he says, even a small, in order to learn Torah properly, you have to have ultimate peace of mind, ultimate relaxation. He says, if my stepmother would have asked me even one small thing, I wouldn't have been able to have achieved what I achieved in learning Torah until now. So the Rebbe quoted this Maimer Chazal explaining why when Mashiach will come, so we say Malod is Deus Hashem Kamaim Liyom V'Chasim. Also here again we compare the knowledge of Hashem to water. Like the knowledge of Hashem will cover the earth as water covers the sea. Vayter water. So he says because, I mean, besides the fact there'll be great revelation of wisdom, but even from our ability to comprehend wisdom, besides all the things that will become very smart in Talamaisis, but even just from the fact that we won't have any bothers of life, everything will be taken care for us, that will greatly enhance our ability to sit and learn and understand Torah.